This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Just plain wrong. That is what the U.S. state of Georgia's top election official is saying about President Donald Trump and his claims of fraud in the state's election. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger made the comment Monday to the network ABC News. He's the one that was on the weekend call with President Trump, where the commander-in-chief asked him to upend his pivotal 11,000 vote loss in the state. Raffensperger said it is obvious President Trump continues to believe baseless theories about election fraud that he claims handed the state's electoral votes to President-elect Biden. The president, who has refused to concede, continued his attack on Monday on the election outcome via Twitter. He said he would reveal, quote, the real numbers when he heads to Georgia to campaign for two incumbent Republican senators facing runoff elections against Democratic challengers on Tuesday. President-elect Biden will also be in Georgia to campaign for the Democratic candidates, the election proving to be critical to both parties as it will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. Polls show the two Democrats with slight edges in the contests, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the November balloting. President Faustin Archange Touadéra has won Central African Republic's presidential election. According to a provisional results announced by the Electoral Commission on Monday, Touadéra won by securing more than 53% of the votes in the first round that was held December 27th. The election was marred by a coordinated offensive by rebel groups who tried to disrupt the vote after former President Francois Bozizé's candidacy was rejected by the highest court. This is VOA News. Britain on Monday took another giant step in the fight against COVID-19, ramping up its immunization program by giving the first shots in the world from the vaccine created by Oxford University and pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca. Since December 8th, Britain's National Health Service has been using a vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech to inoculate healthcare workers and nursing home residents and staff. The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine boosts that arsenal and is cheaper and easier to use since it does not require the super cold storage needed for the Pfizer vaccine. Qatar's ruling Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani will attend a Gulf summit in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. That's according to the royal court. His participation confirmation comes after a Kuwaiti minister announced that Saudi Arabia would reopen its airspace and land and sea border to Qatar. The minister, citing a deal toward ending a dispute in which Riyadh and its allies imposed a boycott on Qatar since mid-2017. Government health officials say the U.S. ramped up COVID-19 vaccinations in the past few days after a slower-than-expected start, bringing the number of shots dispensed to 4 million. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, also said on ABC's This Week that President-elect Joe Biden's pledge to administer 100 million shots of the vaccine within his first 100 days in office is achievable. And he rejected President Trump's false claim on Twitter that coronavirus deaths and cases in the U.S. have been greatly exaggerated. The U.S. death toll has climbed past 350,000, the most of any other country, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University, while more than 20 million people nationwide have been infected. Officials say Afghan government representatives and Taliban officials are due to resume peace talks in Qatar after a three-week break. A British judge on Monday ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange should not be extradited to the United States to face espionage charges for publishing hundreds of thousands of secret documents online. It follows more than a decade of legal controversies, but the ruling is still subject to appeal. The UN nuclear watchdog confirmed on Monday that Iran had started the process of enriching uranium to 20%, a further step away from its commitments under the 2015 deal with world powers. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.